Blog Talk Radio.
God, I cry out to you, oh God.
as the fishermen cried out and they threw Jonah, oh God. Throw me, oh God. Swallow me up in your ways, oh God. But God, when you open it up and you free me, oh God, give me a word for your people, oh God. God, that they will no longer hear my voice, but they will hear you, oh God. And they will hear for your gospel, oh God, that every word that comes from my mouth, oh God, permeate the atmosphere, oh God. Free up their ear gates, oh God. Yes, you know. Anything that would hinder your gospel, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Send your warring angels, oh God, for this battle is not mine, oh God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah, Hallelujah. I can hear my sister tell me, oh God, we have not because we ask not, oh God. God, I ask that you open up the windows and you pour us out blessings, oh God, that we would have room to receive. God, we need you right now, oh God. Everyone under the sound of my voice, oh God, we need new increase in you, oh God. We need new wisdom in you, oh God. We need new salvation in you, oh God. We need new wisdom in you, oh God. We need new direction in you, oh God. God, we need finances right now. In the name of Jesus. God, we ask in you, oh God, for your words to remind me of my word. You said that we were a chosen people, that we are called out of the trenches according to your gospel. You said in your word, oh God, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. You said that when the snares of an enemy come, oh God, that we are to put them at the heels of our feet, oh God. Now, God, every field, oh God, every person, oh God, everything that would exalt itself against you, oh God. God, we place it under our feet right now in the name of Jesus. God, I ask, oh God, that you remove those people from my lives, oh God, that mean me no good. God, those that speak ill feelings behind this ministry, oh God, remove them in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, oh God. For you I live and for you I die, oh God. In you I have my strength, I have my very being, oh God. In you, oh God, you have made us the head and not the tail, oh God. In you, oh God, you have placed us above and not beneath, oh God. In you, oh God, you have freed us like you freed Jonah, oh God. You have placed us on this traveling road, oh God, that we will continue to entice your people with your gospel, that they will continue to exalt you, oh God, and they will continue to reach out to you, oh God. They will be, oh God, destroyed, oh God, by your infinite wisdom, oh God. They will be compelled to understand who you are, oh God. For the old man will be passed away, oh God. God, teach me like you teach Elisha, oh God, to come against those that build false altars against you, oh God, for those that pray to the unjust, God, for those that idol other things, oh God. Teach me, oh God, how to cry out to you and lean in the pen and trust you, oh God. Teach us your ways, God. For I am just a humble servant, oh God. Teach me, oh God. This is in all things I ask. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, come on, say it. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. We can do better than that. God has just been so good to us. God has just been so, even in my downtime. Even in my failure, God has been so good to me. That he just told me to do nothing else. God, I love you. God, I trust you. Go ahead on and praise him. Come on, I'm going to allow you. I just need you to pick up his glory right here at your altar. And if this is your last time to cry out to God, I need you to really cry out to him. I need you to just pick the God standing right here. I just need you to pick the God standing right here. What would you fight about? How would you worship God? What would you do in his presence? Hallelujah. See, you should have so much trouble in your life that you run to God. You should have so much pain in your heart that you just run to God and you just begin to reverence God. You see, on last night, my brother came to me. I never thought that God would bless that union once again. But because he's a just God, because he's a faithful God, because he's a loving God, because he's a forgiving God, he allowed me to experience that love again. And when I said, God, who can I trust my pain to? Who can I trust my trouble to, oh God? Who can I cry out to, oh God? And he took me to the book of Jonas. And when Jonas was consumed by the waves that was going over him, when Jonas was tossed back and forth, when Jonas couldn't feel nothing else, Jonas began to cry out to God. In the second chapter, he said, he began to make God some promises. He said, God, if you hold this from me, oh God, God, if you set me free, God, if you save me, God, I'll trust you. See, your troubles ought to be so great. They ought to be so painful. They ought to be so hard, and even when Paul was pissed inside, God said, my grace is sufficient. Hear how the men say that women shouldn't do this work because they are so emotional. But see, I cry and begin to let God know that God, I'm holding you, but God, I trust you. God, I know that it's this pain that I'm feeling. It's just like the pain that I caused you for all these years, God. I'm sorry. See, your troubles, they should be built up to the point that you just want to run to God. That no matter what you're experiencing, and no matter how the heartache comes, God, I trust you. But when my brother sat in my living room last night and he said, sis, I can't believe you're broken like this. And I can't believe you're experiencing these things because people see the leaders as unbreakable. People see us as unmovable. The one thing you will see in this ministry is you're going to see me faithful to the things of God. So I declare and I decree right now in the name of Jesus that I will stand on this rock, because the word told me that on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Mother, I said to my brother, I say, although the winds are blowing and they're bending me and they're touching me and they're moving and they're turning me in places that my body has never been and never experienced, and the pain is so great, I'm still standing.
my restroom and I'm grooming myself, and all of a sudden, a ray of sunshine came through my bathroom window. And I said, God, I thank you. Because when I thought the rain wasn't going to subside and I thought our finances will be washed away, God said, I just need to let you know I'm still here. See, Jonas was going through some things, and I bless the Lord for scripture reading, because the way the Holy Spirit is moving me, I will be obedient. So while he was engulfed in the sea, and while he was being tossed and turned, while he was going through all of these things, it didn't matter to him. It didn't matter what he was going through. It didn't matter what he was experiencing. But he thought about it. He said, I'm being tossed over by the very ones that I've protected. He said that I'm being tossed and turned. Can you give me the red one, darling? By the very ones that I prayed for. Even they knew that he was a man of God. And they said, if we commit this sin, God, if we go against your word, God, what is going to happen to us? Because we know him to be a man of God. But God told them, toss him over. Send him into the storm. Because I need him to know what he's made of. Let the troubles come. Let the waves roll over his body. Let the sharks nibble at his back. Oh, just come. So I said, God, I hear you. God said, I gotta groom you. I gotta teach you. I gotta show you who you are to me. So, saints, I need to warn you that when you tell God I trust you, you're gonna be tested. And all I ask is that I pass this test. God says, confess your sins one to another. And then pray one for another. So although they tossed me over, although they've said things against my name, and although they have whipped me, although they have prosecuted me, although they have did unjust things to me, God, I trust you. See, God has blessed my husband and I to be the providers to others. But when you are in a place, where do you go? See, Jonas was in that place. God, where do I go now? I'm consumed with all of this trouble around me, and the waves are beating me, and the fish are nipping at me. But God, where do I go? Even in his downtime, God was securing him. The Bible said that he was in the belly of a fish. Man said it was a whale, considering that a whale was so great. But if you understand the dynamics of a whale, he can't swallow a whole man. So even in that, it was a miracle. Because God still kept him. So he had to show me that. So I can let you know that even when your troubles come, Even when the snares of the enemy are at you, even when the prayers are coming against you like fiery darts. God said, I still got you. I'm still with you. I'm still protecting you. Even though the mountains and mountains of financial debt will pile up, God said, I'm still God. He said, I'll send men to pour into your bosom. He said that I'll send them. Brother Lowe, right on your tongue. Why is she calling me out? Because I hear you spiritually. And it's not even in this instance, but in this past conversation. Bridle your tongue. Because the Bible teaches us that touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. So you bridle your tongue. Don't be enticed by good conversation. When those spirits begin to attach themselves, they permeate everything around you. So we bring those spirits in the house of God legally. Brother Paul, God is here. God is here today. He's here every day. He's around us every day. And there's a reason why you're standing here today. There's a reason why you came to God today. God really wants to do a work in your life because your children are watching you. They're seeing your life. They're seeing your future. Your grandchildren are looking up to you. God wants you to be that man. The children look up to you. You go home, and when they begin to speak against you, you tell them to bridle their tongue. You stand and be the man that God says you are. You don't allow your children and anyone else to belittle you ever again. You say that God is on my side, and I'll trust him. You don't let anybody hurt your heart again. He desires to hold you, protect you, love you, secure you. And whatsoever our Father does to us, he wants us to do to the little ones. He said, I protect fools and babies. I thank you for this anointing. Brother Hall, you made a declaration on yesterday. Stand firm and see the salvations of the Lord. You can no longer protect them. As we get older, we become older. The Bible says that we are designed to be wisdom now. So the young man will work. The old man will provide the wisdom. It's not the old man will work and provide for the young man. Bless the Lord. Scripture says in Jonas 1, nevertheless, somebody say nevertheless. They did what God told them to do. Nevertheless. So when we legally bring in these perverted spirits, these things that are not pleasing to God, we legally let the devil into our camp. Legal. See, I don't know about a lot of folks, but a lot of you know that God talks to me. And last night he spoke to me and he told me about the spirits that came in legally. And why I experienced what I experienced. Because, God, I say, I keep living right. I'm faithful to my husband. I'm loyal to my family. I'm dedicated. God, why? Because we're attached legally to sin. So we need to make up in our minds, saints, that we need to be like Jonas. Because when God is in free, so when God frees me from all the attachment that will weigh me down, God, why can't the ministry grow? Why is it just this intimacy? And I'm not crying against it. I'm not going against it. But God, what's going on? That's the last one of these seats I'm already taking. Every time you come here, they're already filled up. If I'm not mistaken, you read into our hearing in Matthew that is seven times the generation of sin. God mistakes when he gives me the gospel. So although you can't see these spirits, although you don't understand why they're here, they're here. Because we brought them in legally. So until we do what we call a legalized eviction, God can't do a work. Just because people can't see you, don't say God can't see you. So every one of these seats are taken up every single Sunday, every single Tuesday, because we are attached with our rebellion spirit, with our perversion, with our chastising lives, with our wicked heart, with our contrary mindset, with our devil-mindedness, with our unloyalty. They're filled up. International, I need to be very careful on how you pray, because it would actually reveal who you're praying to. It's a thin line between love and hate. I spoke to a member this morning, but after I spoke, I felt a heaviness. And not that it has any weight, and not that it can really move me, but because I knew it was going against God. Saints, you want to have somebody that know how to intercede for you when you can't cry out to God for yourself. But now you be careful who you ask to pray for you. Give honor to God in the head of my life. Giving honor to the Spirit of God. We want to bless our illustrious pastor. I just don't know you, son. Because I know your heart's pure. Where honor is due. Be careful who you let pray for you.
Amen.
I bless the Lord the way he's directing me today in this gospel. Somebody say, nevertheless. Because he gives us that repentant heart. And he allows us to come to his presence. I need everybody to just come up to the altar. Because I need you to agree with me today. You stay where you are, Pastor. Stay where you are. I need that spirit to continue to flow.
Let your glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead and disconnect that thing. Do mercy, Lord. The two of you just open up. Just open up. Use your hands. Amen. Now I need you to just speak out into the atmosphere and talk to God. I really want you to close your eyes and open your mouth. And I need you to just lay out your prayers to the altar. It's time that we get back to the basic of things. See, Jonas was taken up because he needed to get back to the real thing, the honest thing, the true work of God. Come on, IPC. I need you to open up your mouth. I need you to speak into the atmosphere. See, the enemy gets confused and he hears you one by one. He understands. But when we begin to talk out loud to God, because he's not omnipotent, because he's not infinite, because he cannot do all these things, we need to confuse the enemy. Come on, if you're able to open your mouth out loud, you talk to your friends loud and you talk this. When we on that cell phone, we begin to gossip with one another, we're real loud about it. Come on, it's off the bar. Come on, brothership, I need you to begin to talk. I need you to begin to speak. Come on, and open up your mouth. Open up your mouth. Come on, brother. Come on, open up your mouth. Not with your heart, just open your mouth and begin, because God already knows the hearts of man. Just open up your mouth. Even if you say, I don't know how, just, God, I trust you. God, I need you. God, touch my household. God, touch my daughter, oh God. God, touch my grandsons, oh God. God, touch my son. Just open your mouth. That's it. Come on.
You said, achieve you, Lord, that you would never forsake us.
Come on, young people. I need to hear your voices. Come on, young people. Just open up your mouth and talk to God. Come on. There's no crazy prayer. There's no strategy to pray. Prayer is a convocation with God. God, I need you to open up this portal right now, oh God. And God, receive the prayers of the righteous, oh God. For your word says that the prayers of the righteous man availeth much, oh God. Father, you said that you will continue to keep us, oh God. For your word said, oh God, that we will continue to rise, oh God. For those that know my word and still will not hear to it, oh God, that we will be whipped with a many of stripes, oh God. And God, we're asking, oh God, to have mercy on us, oh God, for we have sinned against your doctrine, oh God. We have gone against your word, oh God. We have not been faithful to you, oh God. But God, we come to you, oh God, with a repentant heart, oh God. God, remove the contrary spirit, oh God. Remove the devil's mindedness, oh God. Oh God, we come before you, oh God, leaning on you, Jesus. God, the Pharisees and the Sadducees passed by you while you were sitting there with the tax collectors, while you were sitting there with the governors, oh God. And they said, if this, oh God, is your Savior, why is he sitting amongst thieves and tax collectors, oh God? But your word reminded us that if we were not sick, then we do not need a doctor. Oh, God, but we are sick inside, oh, God. God, we are filled with perversion, oh, God. We are filled with ill feelings, oh, God. We are filled with sexuality, oh, God. We are filled with lesbianism, oh, God. We are filled with being, oh, God, busybodies, oh, God. God, we are confessing our sins to you right now, oh, God. We are filled with jealousy, oh, God. We are filled with envy, oh, God. We are filled with strife, oh, God. We are filled with fornication and adultery, oh, God. But now, God, that we are confessing, oh, God. Only, oh, God. God, we're asking you to fill us up with you. God, we're asking that you forgive us, oh, God, for those sins. God, for the pain that we have caused you, God. God, we thank you for another opportunity that you can't turn from us and say, remove from me, for I know you're not. That's it. Tap in. Come on and tap in.
God, tell us that you are more than filthy rags. You are like a stench in my nostrils, oh God. God, that we would have the fragrance of a sweet rose, oh God. That we will entice you, that we would do a work, oh God, that you would see us, Lord Jesus. God, I ask that you touch the hands of the worshiper today, oh God. As he begins to pray those solemn prayers, oh God, on the piano, oh God. That you would hear him, oh God, as he cries out to you, oh Jesus. Touch him, oh God. God, touch his ex-wife, oh God. Touch our heart, oh God. God, we ask that she begin to worship you and reverence you like she's never did before, oh God. God, for your word said that you are to pray for those that strengthen and use you.
Yes.
Now, God, I ask that you go into the king's household, oh God. Continue to touch Vincent, oh God. Allow him to be a man of God that stands for the righteous, oh God. For the prophet is the true worshiper, oh God. He is the true mouthpiece of your oracles, oh God. Change the heart of his family, oh God. Permeate, oh God. Chastise in the name of Jesus. With your gospel, oh God. With your love, oh God. Have it with a convicted heart, oh God, that you will cry out, mercy, Jesus. Not with pain or hatred, oh God, but with the love of your gospel, oh God. Let us see, oh God, that we do not go against, oh God, but we go against the spirits that have legally attached themselves. We stand against those things that are not like you, oh God. God, I ask that you come into my household, oh God. And God, that you permeate me and my husband, oh God. God, give us the understanding that finances, oh God, that they are being used by your glory, oh God. That everything that we do, oh God, that we will be glorified by it, oh God. And that as we are glorified, oh God, we glorify you, Jesus. Teach us, oh God, the wisdom of finances. For your word said, for the love of mammon. For the love of mammon. Scripture has also replaced mammon for money, oh God. The word said, for the love of money is the root of all evil. God, now I lift up my business to you, oh God. God, we lift it up to you, oh God, that God, we will not revert against this day that you are doing on December the 6th, oh God, 2015, oh God. Remind me that my brother was taken off of this planet, oh God, that his spirit was lifted high, oh God, for he would have walked into the years of 33 years of living, oh God, because you saw fit to remove him from this earth, oh God. That he will be a living example for us, oh God. That he began to turn around his life, oh God. God, I cry out that time it is with you, oh God. This is a day to remember, oh God. That the pain that we bring to ourselves, oh God. That you have forgiven us, oh God. God, I ask that you touch the Javilians, oh God. Strengthen my son even the more, oh God. For your word says that if a man doesn't work, he doesn't eat. God, I see your perfect will in his life. As we turned over our daughter to him, oh God, I see the way he cherishes her, oh God. I see the way he adorns her, oh God. But God, I also see the way you allow him to rule, God. Continue to have a reverence for husband. For he is a man created after your own heart. Now, God, we ask that you touch my son. Bind up the hands of the enemy. God, this Jezebel's spirit has gone long enough. But God, as the Elijahs are rising at this time, we ask that you give them the power that they will begin to test your powers against the enemy. As Jezebel is sitting in her sanctuary and reverencing Baal, oh God, as she's praying prayers against your righteous people, oh God, bind her right now.
For your word said that anything that is bound on earth, that it will be bound in the heavens. And anything that we loose here on earth, it will be loose in the heavens. And all the contrary spirits and the devil-minded men and, oh God, all principalities that are released in the heavens of the first realm, oh God, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus. God, for your word said that one will sin 1,000 and two will sin 10,000. And God, I see you have a multitude of people that are touching and agreeing right now. So, God, we're sending away these spirits. Somebody say, send them away. Send them away. In the name of Jesus. Now that we have called it out, I need you to repeat after me. Now that we have called it out, now that we have addressed these problems, we bind it up in the name of Jesus. No weapon for us shall prosper against us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now cry out to God.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.